Blog Talk Radio.
A woman's place in this world struggles to move forward towards equality, balancing her roles of nurturer, caretaker, provider, wife, or socialite, seeking to bring out a woman's true identity, yet carrying more burdens and responsibilities than her counterpart, without acknowledgement of her successes in her many roles. Oh, women, realize who you are, your skills and talents, for you are the glue that holds this world together in the midst of a storm, in the celebration of good times, and in bringing forth the next generation. Where would this world be without you? Many try to take care of their personal and business affairs while being injured or sick, pushing themselves far beyond the duties of motherhood or friendship. Women's International Day is a way to say thank you and keep up the fight for equality and freedom. Let's talk about you and International Women's Day here on Estra's Radio. Welcome, and thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio this March 9th, 2013. This is your car accident talk radio show, sharing information and concerns that help you. Hi, I'm Estra, your host. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. On this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, or coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. Today, women are head of households for many families. The strength and courage displayed by females daily helps make our world a better place, giving beyond the call of their personal responsibilities, all while doing this with less wages, less time, and fewer resources. However, bring our resources together, including our wisdom, knowledge, and support, and improvements in our lives will prevail, even after a car accident. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385 to participate in today's broadcast. A woman, just like you, who may be experiencing a situation you've overcome, is waiting to hear your story. First, our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. This week's personal injury in the news comes from ABC 40 of Fox 6, which is known as WGGB. And the title of the article is Car Explosion in Longmeadow Causes Hundreds to Lose Power. Quote, emergency personnel responded to a single car crash in the area of the Longmeadow Country Club tonight, which knocked out power to several hundred residents. The Meadow Police and Fire Department responded to the scene of the car accident, which happened just before 6:30 p.m. Thursday. Police say the vehicle crashed into the telephone pole at 400 Shaker Road, which caused the outage. Investigators on the scene tell ABC 40 that a young woman was driving the car and lost control because of the slick road conditions. She then crashed into a pole, which fell onto her car. The woman was able to escape the vehicle before it burst into flames. Witnesses nearby reported seeing the fire and then the explosion from a distance away. Down power lines could also be seen in the area. Police said no one was injured. According to Fire Captain Andrew Frazier, it was a miracle that the young woman was able to get out of her vehicle safely. No one can figure out how she got out without getting electrocuted. It was a one in a million chance, says Captain Frazier. I just have to stop here for just a quick second. So sometimes when you can't see your miracle there, it could be your miracle there. So no matter what happens, I'm sure this young lady, in my opinion, was probably pretty terrified by the whole situation. I'm sure she felt blessed to not be injured. I mean, just a pole falling. I don't know if the pole was loose or she just hit it so hard to knock it down. I don't know. But one thing that's really good from my point of view is that she's safe and she was able to get out. I'm going to go ahead and go back into the article now. At the height of the incident, about 650 Western Massachusetts electric customers were without electricity. By 8:30 p.m., WME Co. was reporting almost everyone affected had their power turned back on. This is me again. I stopped. 2-hour turnaround for such a thing is not too bad. Okay, I'm going to go back to the article. A WME Co. representative told us they sent a crew to make repairs and to take care of the damaged pole. They will restore power to the remainder of customers as soon as possible. Captain Frazier says close to $100,000 in damage was caused to three poles. Wow. Phone and power lines and equipment. Verizon and WME Co. will continue their work throughout the evening. End quote. Wow. Lucky or blessed, whatever your view, I'm glad that this has a happy ending and that nobody was injured. Too often, the likelihood of this having a bad ending happens all too often. In my opinion, this is a second chance at life. Each of us get up every morning and we wake up with another chance. We just don't, most times we just don't realize it. How will you use your chance today? You know, people in a car accident sometimes appreciate the opportunity to live another day because they see it as a gift. And it's a precious one that cannot be replaced. It's just amazing to me what can happen. I was actually also amazed at the cost to repair the damage. So, you know, sometimes when you're seeing those exorbitant, in my opinion, phone bills, you'll know that there's a reason for some of them at some point, at least. So it's nice to have somebody that's available and that is skilled enough to make those repairs too. So we also should be thankful to those who do take up and take care of the needs that we kind of take for granted daily. Now for my commentary on you and International Women's Day. From my perspective, most human beings desire to be the captain of their own life ship, to choose the destiny by having opportunities for goal achievements, that the path to this dream is open, fair, and allow the same chances to be obtained as with anyone else. Unfortunately, currently we live in an imperfect world. Not only is it imperfect, there are many processes and behaviors that inhibit the dreams and goals of many individuals. Women made a decision in spite of these obstacles to work towards improving the lives of females all around the world, to provide a better life by providing support that moved them from the current place to one where the needs and desires are met, allowing them to work towards higher goals. Appreciate the progress of today, yet persevere through the struggles for tomorrow, because it will be here sooner than you think, and in order for it to be a better place for our girls of tomorrow, the women of today must take up the torch of equality, justice, and freedom for all. Women in car accidents endure a struggle to carry an already heavy burden. Working towards changing legislation that promotes holding insurance companies and employers accountable to pay out on disability benefits will reduce the number of families living in poverty, especially when premiums have been paid to them in case tragedy strikes. Equality will bring hope for a better life for many girls and women. Each of us must continue to work to make this a reality. Ladies of all ages, happy International Women's Day. Sometimes we don't realize just how long a struggle can go on, but for most people, the struggle for equality and freedom and justice is still a long way away. And it's fortunate that we have people or organizations, or actually both organizations of people, to come together and decide that this is such an important issue that they'll continue on for generations to make this happen. So we're going to start back from 1908, and that's where the website goes. It says, great unrest and critical debate was occurring among women. Women's oppression and inequality was spurring women to become more vocal and active in campaigning for change. Then in 1908, 15,000 women marched through New York City demanding shorter hours, better pay, and voting rights. I have to stop there for a minute, because that was in 1908. And what's going on today? People are needing what? Shorter hours, because they've got people working longer hours because they've taken the jobs and made people do more instead of what they were doing before. So now some people are trying to do two jobs instead of one. So shorter hours, better pay, and voting rights. How odd. Is history repeating itself? Something to think about. So in 1909, in accordance with a declaration by the Socialist Party of America, the first National Women's Day was observed across the United States on 28th of February. Women continued to celebrate the National Women's Day on the last Sunday of February until 1913. So that tells you that there were women from a very long time, or from very many generations, that have decided that things need to change, and people have been working towards that, and we're still not there. But in 1910, a second international conference of working women was held in Copenhagen. A woman named Clara Zetkin, the leader of the Women's Office for Social Democratic Party in Germany, tabled the idea of an International Women's Day. She proposed that every year in every country there should be a celebration on the same day, a Woman's Day, to press for their demands. The conference was over 100 women from 17 countries presented unions, socialist parties, working women's clubs, and including the first three women elected to the Finnish Parliament, greeted Zetkin's suggestions with unanimous approval, and thus International Women's Day was a result. How exciting. Pushing forward through adversity. That's what we all need to do. In 1911, that was my little thing, by the way. In 1911, following the decision agreed at Copenhagen in 1911, International Women's Day, IWD, was honored the first time in Austria, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland on March 19th. More than 1 million women and men attended IWD rallies campaigning for women's rights to work, vote, be trained, to hold public offices, and end discrimination. Wow, that's amazing. 1 million women and men. And that's the key. I need to just interject something here. The fight is for human dignity, and it's for all of us to promote this, women and men. But I'm going to go on here. It says, quote, however, less than a week later on March 25th, the tragic Triangle Fire in New York City took the lives of more than 140 working women, most of them Italian and Jewish immigrants. This disastrous event drew significant attention to working conditions and labor relations in the United States that became a focus of subsequent International Women's Day events. 1911 also saw women's Bread and Roses campaign, which I guess we're going to get into that too. So it always seems like we only get people to move when there's tragedy. This is me for a moment here. When tragedy strikes, and it seems like it would be really nice for change to get ahead of tragedy, you know, to move things forward so that not only is life better for everyone, but the choices in which we make have positive outcomes before a negative event. Okay. 1913 to 1914. On the eve of World War I, campaigning for peace, Russian women observed their first International Women's Day on the last Sunday in February 1913. In 1913, following discussions, International Women's Day was transferred to March 8th, and this day has remained the global date for International Women's Day ever since. So, this is me stopping for a minute. So, mark your calendars every March 8th to know that it's Women's Day, International Women's Day, and celebrate it for all the work that so many women in so many generations have done to make women's lives better, and men, women and men. It takes both of us. It doesn't take one. It takes everyone looking at life and saying these are actual privileges and rights that everyone should have, regardless of their sex, creed, or color. I think we should add to those things, but we'll go on from here. 1917, quote, on the last Sunday of February, Russian women began to strike for bread and peace in response to the death of over 2 million Russian soldiers in war. Opposed by political leaders, the women continued to strike until 4 days later, the Tsar was forced to abdicate and the provisional government granted women the right to vote. Then that's what I have to stop for just a minute. And that's sometimes you have to be so determined and say, I'm not stopping, I'm not going to let this go until things change. And you have to stand. And sometimes you take sacrifices and sometimes there are risks. But it's worth it. It's worth it when you know that you're moving to make people's lives better. Your life might be made worse in the interim, but overall, as a humanity, moving forward is so much more important. Okay, I'm going to go on. Let's see here. The date the women's strike commenced was Sunday, the 23rd of February, on the Julian calendar, then in use in Russia. This day on the Gregorian calendar, in use elsewhere, was March 8th. So, 1918 to 1999, so we're going to kind of like merge a lot of stuff in here. Since its birth in the socialist movement, the International Women's Day has grown to become a global day of recognition and celebration across developed and developing countries alike. For decades, IWD has grown from strength to strength annually. For many years, the United Nations has held an annual IWD conference to coordinate international efforts for women's rights and participation in social, political, and economic processes. In 1975 was designated as International Women's Year by the United Nations. Women organizations and governments around the world have also observed IWD annually on March 8th by holding large-scale events that honor women's advancements and while diligently reminding of the continued vigilance and action required to ensure that women equality is gained and maintained in all aspects of life. Sometimes we sit back in our own, this is me for a moment, I'm taking a break here. Sometimes we sit back in our own small world and we look at things from our worldview, and sometimes it's very important to actually expand that view, to look out beyond yourself, look out to not just your neighbor, but also your community, also your country, also the world, because if you aren't able to do that, then it can be very frustrating to be able to see with the whole thing as you want to see. It's very important to be able to gain it, a perspective that encompasses everyone. 2000 and beyond, the IWD is now an official holiday in over 30 additional countries, and the traditions sees men honoring their mothers, wives, girlfriends, colleagues, etc. with flowers and small gifts. In some countries, IWD, which is the acronym for the holiday here, International Women's Day, has the equivalent status of Mother's Day, where children give small presents to their mothers and grandmothers. The new millennium has witnessed a significant change in the attitudinal shift in both women's and society's thoughts about women's equality and emancipation. Many from a younger generation feel that all the battles have been won for women, while many feminists from the 1970s know only all too well the longevity and ingrained complexities of a patriarch. With more women in the boardroom, greater equality in legislative rights, and an increase in critical mass of women's visibility as a role model in every aspect of life, one could think that women have gained true equality. I have to stop right there for just a moment. From my perspective, a lot of times something major will happen, some event, and it'll look like there's been equality gain, but from my perspective, we can look at the election of President Obama, and we can see that although he was elected, the inequalities, look at the unemployment rates for African Americans, are very high compared to their white counterparts. So women's roles in equality and rights still have a long way to go. They're not down there as far as people of color, unless they're people of color. If they're women of color and female, then yeah, that's a whole different ball game. But there's definitely a long way to go as far as people being able to be seen as equals. Fortunately, I hope that this will encourage you to vote in 2014, that part of that process is of actually stating what you want to do, where you want to go, where you see your country, your communities moving forward, because it takes each and every one of us. If we stop and we don't participate, then unfortunately somebody else takes our voice. So make sure that you stand and you remember that you are important and you have an active role to play. No one else can do what you need to do. Okay, I'm going to go back in here. The unfortunate fact is that women are still not paid equally to that of their male counterparts. Women still are not present in equal numbers in businesses or politics. And globally, women's education, health, and violence against them is worse than that of men. So I don't think, this is me interjecting here, I don't think any of us, if we're keeping up even in the least bit on where our societies are today, we tend to know that those issues are true, because we still know people or have seen people or know something about that either via internet, television, or even, unfortunately, maybe too close to home even, possibly. So I'm going to go on here. However, great improvements have been made. We do have female astronauts and prime ministers. Schoolgirls are welcome in universities. Women can work and have a family. Women have real choices. I have to stop here. Women have real choices, but there are still some real consequences that go along with those choices from my point of view. And so the tone and the nature of IWD has, for the past few years, moved from being a reminder about the negatives to a celebration of the positives. And I think this is my little interjection, and I think that's a good thing, too. I think sometimes if you always are concentrating on the negative, you lose sight of how much you have accomplished. But not only that, but you can also start looking not to the things that are forward that you want to do. And no matter whether you're in a car accident and you've got a lot of trouble and things aren't happening you would like to, you have to stay positive and you have to keep at the forefront of your mind the things that you need to happen, the things of where you want to go. Otherwise, you end up perhaps having other people interject what they want for you to have, and you start missing that too. So women as a whole also need to continue to move, in my opinion, forward and think of the things that they've accomplished and how there are other things out there they want to do and set a plan for that. And I think this is a wonderful day of demonstrating that that's the key, that IWD is a way of saying this is where we've been, going back all the way to 1913, right, and then coming all the way up to 2013. I mean, if you take a span and look at all of that, women have definitely moved forward and come a long way. But just as people of color, we still got a very long way to go. Just as immigrants, they have a long way to go. So there's a lot of improvements still to be made, not only in our country, but around the world. Okay, I'm going to go back to the article. Annually on March 8, thousands of events are held throughout the world to inspire women and to celebrate achievements. A global web of rich and diverse local activities connect women from all around the world, ranging from political rallies, business conferences, government activities, and networking events through local women's craft markets, theatric performances, fashion parades, and more. And I have to stop right there. And I think just that example shows how women have actually infiltrated many areas and are growing and taking charge of their destiny and their goals, and not, in my opinion, continuing to look at the ideologies of and perceptions of just a certain segment of society on how we should look, how we should feel, what kind of jobs we should have, how we should raise our children, that we've actually grown as a group as holding our own identity and choosing those paths. Okay, I'm going to go back here. I'm almost actually done, too. Many global corporations have also started more actively supporting IWD by running their own internal events and through supporting external ones. For example, on March 8th, search engine and media giant Google, some years even, changes its logo on its global search. Year on year, IWD is certainly increasing in status. The United States even designates the whole month of March as a Woman Histories Month. So make a difference. Think globally and act locally. I have to say that again because that's so important, about making a difference. And you don't have to do a lot. It can be something very simple, and it can be for one person. You know, the things that we do can ripple. It's just those little things, and they can make a difference. But it says, think globally and act locally. Make every day International Women's Day. Do your bit to ensure that the future for girls is bright, equal, safe, and rewarding. And that's the end of the quote. You know, there is always someone out there in our world trying to make this place better. The struggles women face continue, and so must the work to decrease them. Yes, women and men must do their part for bringing equality into most areas of life, wages, glass ceilings, shared work at home with families, viewed with equal respect and treated with dignity. We'll get there if we all just keep doing our fair share. Our second article actually is going to come from CNN.com, and it's titled, Why We Celebrate International Women's Day. And it's by Melinda Gates, and it's a special to CNN. Now, I'm not going to actually read the whole article, so make sure that you go out to our Facebook and click on the link so that you can get it. I'm just going to actually talk about specifically the area that's about International Women's Day. And it's the second paragraph, and it says, Now, International Women's Day represents a movement that is for every woman and girl, no matter where they live. This year, Malala became the youngest Nobel Peace Prize nominee in the history by risking her life for the cause of universal girls' education. Her courage has inspired women across the world. Some of the bravest, most revolutionary voices about empowerment are coming from women and girls like Malala, who are calling the world's attention to social norms that prevent women from realizing their full potential. I spent some time visiting the poorest parts of northern India, where I met a courageous woman named Sharmila Devi. Because the government has invested in its basic healthcare system, she received a visit from a trained healthcare worker who told her that spacing her pregnancies was safer for herself and her children. So, I'm going to go down a little bit more. It says, here's the reality we must confront on International Women's Day. The decisions women make about their families are the key to improving life for many of the poorest communities in the world. The evidence shows that in developing worlds, many or women play a different role than men and are more likely to take care of their family's health care and nutrition, things that children need to become productive adults and contribute to the economic and social development of societies. In fact, research has shown that a children's chance of survival increases by 20% when the mother controls the household budget. Yet in many places, women, especially young women, have very little decision-making authority to be able to affect that kind of change. Malala and Devi are only two heroes. Millions of people, both men and women, stand by the convictions that empower women are a source of progress and they want to take action. And she says, I guess they're... That's why I'm proud, this is Melinda Gates talking, to announce the launch of my new team page of catapult.org, a crowdfunding platform dedicated to supporting women and girls. I identified these three great projects from Girl Up, Breakthrough, and Jacaranda Health, and hope you can join Catapult to fund them. Our foundation will match every dollar donated on these projects. Together, we can help women and girls determine their own future, no matter where they're from. To me, this is why marketing International Women's Day is important. It's a chance for so many people to move beyond celebrating and taking action to create meaningful and sustainable change for women and girls. And that's end quote. And that's the end of Melinda Gates' comments. And here are my comments. It's always wonderful when you see people taking action because, as I always say a lot of times in my show, is that talk is good, but action is better. And I think for some reason, many, at least here in my opinion in the United States, we've become a society that does much more talking and a lot less action. And I think we need to go back to doing a lot more action and a lot less talking. It's wonderful when we realize that we are a team and that we all have to work together to make something happen. Sometimes people have financial resources, as Melinda Gates here, or some people have time, some people have knowledge, but the key is when you put it all together, it's what moves us all forward. And so by women or girls helping each other to move to a place that gets us closer to equality and justice and freedom, we all move forward. Our whole society benefits. Their husbands benefit. Just males in general benefit. So when we choose to actually celebrate what really makes us all unique, and we put that uniqueness together, we can become very creative, not only as a society, but as a world. And allowing people to become more educated everywhere in the world, including in the United States, where, in my opinion, we truly have begun dumbing down America. It helps to be able to use our brains to be creative, to think of different ways to make things that help our society grow. So I hope for International Women's Day, you will think about some of the great things. And they typically can be simple things that have made your life better and those around you. And then I'd like you to take it a step further by taking action on those things and doing one simple thing this year, at least one thing, to help someone, yourself included, to make it better for you. Last but not least, I want to talk about the International Women's Day official United Nations themes that have been in the past up to the future, or up to 2013 at least, and they actually come from Wikipedia, so I want to let you know that. But in 1996, it started with celebrating the past, planning for the future. 1997, women and the peace table. 1998 was Women and Human Rights. 1999 was World Free of Violence Against Women. 2000, Women Uniting for Peace. 2001, Women in Peace, Women Managing Conflicts. 2002, Afghan Women Today, Realities and Opportunities. 2003, Gender Equality and the Millennium Development Goals. 2004 would be Women and HIV/AIDS. 2005, Gender Equality Beyond 2005. Building a More Secure Future. 2006, Women in Decision Making. 2007, Ending Impurity for Violence Against Women and Girls. 2008, Investing in Women and Girls. 2009, Women and Men United to End Violence Against Women and Girls. 2010, Equal Rights, Equal Opportunities, Progress for All. 2011, Equal Access to Education, Training, Science, and Technology, Pathway to Decent Work for Women. 2012, Empowering Rural Women, Ending Poverty and Hunger. And lastly, 2013, A Promise is a Promise, Time for Action to End Violence Against Women. So, in my opinion, you see that we have a lot of work still to do, but actually emphasizing a single area and working on making it a better way of women to live and to get through and to reduce some of the issues or problems that might be pertinent to women is so important in our day. So it's really good to look for a moment to see where we've come from, but it's also important to see where we're going and see the trend. So give yourself a great pat on the back for helping and making things change in our systems. Because if we don't make them change, they won't change. They'll just go on. And once they do change, one must remember that you have to still hold on to that change. Because if you're not careful, like some of the rights that are coming under siege, in my opinion, in the United States right now, are rights that we 40 years ago actually had. So just because you make progress doesn't mean you have to forget about it. You got to kind of stand your ground and make sure that you're holding on to the successes that you've actually accomplished. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. That's it for our show. We've enjoyed you being here with us. Meet you back here next Saturday, so we can continue our conversation. Remember to like Esther's Blog Tips on Facebook while you're looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity for their sound, Internet Archives, and musicians Suzanne London, The String Alongs, Yanni, various artists, OK Rainbow Thief, Nugent Taiho, and Vanessa May, and InternationalWomen'sDay.com. Or .org, which made our visit today much more interesting. Tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. Talking About You with Esther on Block Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen. where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra or Estra's TV is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's TV and Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Estra's TV and Estra's radio show is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168, or email sunlight.publishing@gmail.com. Thank you. Has tragedy struck in your life, your family's life, or friends' lives? There are thousands of car accidents every single day. People with injuries face a unique set of problems, but don't face them alone. Pick up a copy of Car Accident by Estra. Estra understands your situation and will bring wisdom, knowledge, and support. Learn from her experiences and learn insurance company and employer secrets. Car Accident by Estra is available at all major bookstores. This includes Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay, Google, Powell's, and Tower Books, just to name a few. Pick up a copy today. You be prepared and you be informed. Use the checklist in the back of the book at the scene of a collision, so keep a copy in your car. It's easy to forget something when you're shaken up. Isn't it about time you get answers? Buy it online right now. Then listen to Estra's radio show every Saturday morning on Block Talk Radio. And now every Wednesday on Estra's TV on Block TV.